Now, one of the reasons we have such a strange tuning here for this tune is it lends itself to playing Scottish tunes that actually have kind of two chords suggested in the music, which is a G chord and an F chord. You know, the kind of thing you've seen those Hollywood films where they have Scottish music, you know. That's the kind of thing. And there's not many ways that you can get that. There's not many tunings you can create that on the guitar. This is a tune that relies for its effect on ringing open strings. So whatever you can do to help to create that, I think will enhance the effect of the tune. It's a very stately tempo on this tune. That's also important to keep in mind, I think. When we come to the second chord in this tune, this is the F chord, it's an F note. F, C, and another F on the bottom three strings here. You have to do a little bit of stretching here to get up to the next notes of the tune. And again, when we come to this configuration, which I'm playing as the third and fourth fingers, fourth and fifth strings, fifth fret. As you move from chord position to chord position, try and keep these very clean and ringing. Again, because this is a Scottish pipe tune, we're trying to create something of that sound. It's not possible to create the sound totally on the guitar, but we're trying to get towards it. And this involves pull-offs and trills, characteristic of the Scottish pipes. It's a lot of quick ones. Very characteristic of the musical style. Because this is a fairly short tune, you can make up some of your own variations if you repeat it more than once, which you certainly should repeat it more than once. I suggested some on the first run through. You can do some stuff up around the fifth fret of the top string. If you hammer up there, it sounds quite nice. That's just hammering on and pulling off on the top string. And then because of the tuning, you can do these nice kind of rolls downwards. Now that's just the top string, second string, and the third string at fourth fret. If you incorporate those kind of sounds into a run or a variation, it gets to sound very interesting. Just leave them all ringing and you get this very harp kind of sound. That's another kind of quick one. Another thing that sounds nice is to run your finger up until you get the same note as an open string from the string underneath. Or hammer it on.